inside these, we have both toiletry bag, toothbrush, soap, lotion, all of that stuff. And then we also have a snack bag as well.
Patsy Bernier inventories goodie bags to give away this week at Project Homeless Connect. She and her colleagues at the City of Fairbanks Finance Department put on soup and dessert sales to raise money for the personal hygiene products and more.
We have most of our 32 blankets here. They're layers of fleece tied. They're called tied blankets. We did four different fundraisers here to do it.
Down the hall from finance is Mike Sanders' office. He's been the city's housing and homeless coordinator for almost 3 years. Every big town in Alaska is doing Project Homeless Connect on the same day, so agencies get what's called a point-in-time count. Sanders is working on Fairbanks' part.
We do Project Homeless Connect to bring folks in that we might be missing on our street surveys and our encampment outreach. And we usually do find a few more folks that we didn't know about.
A point-in-time count is conducted on the same day in January to give agencies who are trying to help a clearer picture of what they're dealing with. On this day last year, they counted 197 men, women, and children in Fairbanks who had no permanent home. Six of those were veterans. 41 were in transitional shelters, 103 in emergency shelters like the Rescue Mission, Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, or The Door. 53 people had no shelter at all. It was minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit the day of the 2019 count. And providers estimate that there are another 100 or more who are homeless in the Fairbanks area, but don't come under the strict definition of homelessness that ignores people living in overcrowded situations or couch surfers who crash with friends a few days at a time.
About 51% of the folks that experience homelessness in Fairbanks, they don't have a long-term barrier. You know, they're underemployed or unemployed. Maybe they lost some hours at work and then had a car breakdown. And, you know, next thing you know, things are starting to snowball out of control. And of course, that's, you know, across all races and ethnicities. We also have folks that are chronically homeless. Those folks generally tend to have some sort of long-term barrier, an addiction or a mental illness or both.
The City of Fairbanks has no budget for the housing office. Sanders's job is funded by the Alaska Mental Health Trust. And a lot of donations have also gone into Wednesday's event. It starts with food provided by the Breadline and a survey of participants. Shelters, physical and mental health providers, dentists, addiction treatment agencies, legal services, and family resources will all be at the Jones Center.
The only part about Project Homeless Connect I don't like is the name. If I can name it, it'd be Project Resource Connect, because you don't have to be homeless to come.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.